Good morning, Luca. It's Saturday, the 20th of June, 2026. Here is your weekend briefing. The big story overnight, the week's relief trade hit a wall. The peace process between the United States and Iran stumbled. Nuclear talks that were due to open in Switzerland this weekend were postponed after fighting in southern Lebanon escalated to its worst since the April ceasefire. Iran, which had made a Lebanon truce a condition of the interim deal, declined to send a delegation, and Vice President Vance shelved his trip. Israel reported for soldiers killed, including a battalion commander, and President Trump has reportedly clashed with Netanyahu over strikes that nearly scuppered the 17th of June memorandum. Tehran says it has not walked away, but no new date is set, and the 60-day clock to a formal end keeps ticking. Markets had two forces pulling against each other this week, and overnight they tilted. The first is Kevin Warsh's hawkish Federation. At his first meeting as chair, the Fed dropped its easing bias and tilted its projections toward a rate hike. 9 of 19 policymakers now see at least one rise this year, and futures put the odds of a December hike near 88%. The dollar loved it, the euro fell to about $1.14, its lowest since March, and the dollar index hit a 13-month high. Gold was the casualty, down about 1.75% to roughly $4,140 an ounce. The second force is energy. For most of the week, crude was sliding as the Strait of Hormuz reopened and traders started pricing a glut. But overnight, once the Switzerland talks were called off and Lebanon flared, oil turned back up. Brent steadied near $80 and West Texas near $77, both higher on the day. The war premium is not fully gone. Now the market snapshot. Remember, US markets were closed Friday for Juneteenth, so the last Wall Street print is Thursday's close. The S&P 500 finished up 1.08% at 7,500 and the Nasdaq Composite up 1.91%, led by chips. In Europe on Friday, the FTSE 100 slipped about a third of a percent and the broader Stoxx 600 eased 0.2%. The standout stress was British government bonds. The 10-year gilt yield jumped more than 7 basis points to about 4.8% after May borrowing came in at £23.3 billion, the highest for the month since 2019. Andy Burnham's by-election win, which sets up a Labour leadership challenge to Keir Starmer, is adding a fiscal risk premium that bond markets are watching. Onto your FTSE portfolio signal, the part tied to your book. The macro red is that higher for longer is firmly back in charge. Rates are the dominant signal, the dollar is at a 13-month high, and the FT's Katie Martin makes the sharp point that investors now pounce the moment the president looks to be buckling on a foreign policy stance, which is exactly what happened to the Iran deal overnight. On your shelf names, two flags in healthcare. Novo Nordisk's owner, Novo Holdings, is opening obesity drug incubators across Europe, doubling down on the obesity drug ecosystem. And Washington has opened a Section 301 trade probe into Germany's drug pricing, escalating the transatlantic pricing war, an overhang for European branded drug economics. On semiconductors, the US has again warned ASML it is concerned China may already have its most advanced chip tool. And the AI build-out keeps leaning on capital markets. OpenAI has filed to go public, SpaceX is plotting a bond of at least $20 billion, and Anthropic listing chatter is building. The net, a wobble, not a regime change. No severe systemic trigger fired, so your war chest rules stay sheathed, and the stance stays neutral to defensive. Now a note from the clinical desk, because this week's New England Journal is unusually trials heavy. The headline is the TETON 2 trial, inhaled treprostinil slowed lung function decline in idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, beating placebo on forced vital capacity at 1 year. That is the first inhaled prostacycline to show that, and a potential third option alongside the antifibrotics. Two important negatives, mavacamten failed in non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy in the Odyssey trial, where the biology improved but patients did not, and the SWIFT trial found pre-hospital whole blood was no better than standard components in major trauma. On the positive side, angiographer-derived flow reserve proved non-inferior to pressure wire measurement for guiding stenting, iptacopan delivered durable kidney protection in IgA nephropathy, and cefazolin held its own against the penicillins for staph bacteremia, with less kidney injury. And a first-in-class note, the antisense drug zorevunersen cut seizures dramatically in Dravet syndrome, the first real signal of disease modification. As always, that is a summary, not clinical advice. Looking at the week ahead, it is a quiet weekend with markets closed, so watch for a new date on the Iran talks and the Lebanon situation. US markets reopen Monday. Flash business surveys land Tuesday, and the big one is Thursday, the US PCE inflation print, the key gauge under this hawkish federation. That is your briefing. Have a good Saturday.